Art Peyton Manning turns 36 years old this month. He's had four separate surgeries on his neck in the last year and a half. He didn't play at all last season. Granted, he's one of the best in the business, but why would the Seahawks deviate from their plan of patient, steady growth for a risk like this?
It's because Paul Allen and Pete Carroll have huge egos and enjoy making huge splashes. I think it would be a great step forward for the Seahawks from the standpoint of profile, prestige, and getting rid of Seattle's image as a backwater, because very few championships have been won here. It's very hard to attract top flight players here, even though you get the occasional coach like Carroll or a manager like Lou Piniella.
Or Mike Holmgren.
Right. You know, these guys have come here, but the players who make it happen are few and far between. So I think that's a part of this that we shouldn't lose sight of. I think anybody who has followed the NFL understands the greatness of Manning. They understand now, as you just enumerated, his injury history. But he's been given medical clearance. He is now a free agent. And there are multiple suitors out there, so it isn't just the Seahawks. And I think the reason they would see him as being very, very valuable is because he is such a strong, competitive, leading personality that he would galvanize the entire Seahawks offense, really the whole team around him, and the Seahawks would be willing to transform their offense for him to whatever he wanted, whatever he needed, because he is that rare talent that can make them Super Bowl worthy.
And to be realistic, the Hawks are one of the few teams that really can go for him because they're well under the salary cap.
Right. The Seahawks have a number of advantages, chief among them, money. They are indeed under the salary cap by more than $20 million. They have an owner, Paul Allen, who will make things happen in ways that don't count under the salary cap. They have a charismatic coach in Pete Carroll, who's worked with several different kinds of quarterbacks at USC and here to make him successful. They have a powerhouse running back, Marshawn Lynch, that they just re-signed. He can take the pressure off Manning, so he doesn't have to carry the whole freight. And they have an up-and-coming defense that's also very good. They also have a great practice facility and probably the most intense fan base in the NFL, at least in terms of game day noise. And it's also not a big media market. Seattle is closer from a media and fan pressure perspective to Indianapolis than it is one of the big cities. So a lot is there. The problem, of course, has always been that Seattle is far from everything, geographically and, it seems, sometimes culturally. We're out of the mainstream here. It's a problem for every sport that we have here. Manning could close that gap. But then again, if he gets knocked down and is injured seriously in the first hit, it all goes away. So it's a high-risk maneuver. And if it doesn't work out, there's Matt Flynn, the backup quarterback in Green Bay right now, who would be a very attractive, healthy, stable quarterback at 27, entering the prime of his career.
Now, Matt Flynn is a free agent. He started two games last year, but they were really impressive starts.
They were. He showed a lot behind Aaron Rodgers. They got a lot of general managers, lots of fans excited, and they thought, hey, this guy is starter material.
All right, so we'll have to wait and see.
It's going to be high drama here in the next couple of weeks.
All right, thanks, Art.
My pleasure.
KPLU sports commentator Art Teal joins us every week at this time. His website is Sports Press Northwest at sportspressnw.com. You can download Sports with Art Teal and other KPLU commentaries at kplu.org. I'm Kirsten Kendrick.